From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program. It's hard to believe that this is the last of our programs in the year 2000. Another year has almost gone. I want to thank all who have listened in to our broadcasts throughout the year 2000. We much appreciate your company, and we're very thankful for your letters and your telephone calls. Could I also thank the staff of Radio Star Country? We appreciate very much their courtesy. I do hope that all of you have enjoyed the messages in song and in testimony and our Bible studies broadcast during the year. Will you please pray for me as I take up the labors again in the new year, and make sure you join with us. We're turning to the book of Genesis, and I want to read from the chapter 28, Genesis 28. We're reading about Jacob. Genesis chapter 28, and we'll read from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up in the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took up the stone that he had put for his pillows. And he set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. Now we're having the final extract from the testimony of Kerry O'Rourke. By this point in her story of her conversion, Kerry has left the army and she has joined the prison service. She has been attending church, but she's not saved. Now that she moves to Belfast from Londonderry, she looks out for a church, but then begins to think that perhaps she should turn her back altogether on God. I'm going to give over the rest of the time in our program to Kerry's testimony so that she can finish her story. I know that you'll enjoy it. And do remember, you can have her full testimony on tape, free, by contacting us. Let's listen to Kerry then as she tells of those final steps when God draws her to himself.
When I arrived in Belfast, I decided that I would try again and find a church and start attending church. I believe now that this again was God's grace within my life and given me more opportunities. And I attended a church a couple of weeks. And then I made a conscious decision. I decided, and I remember actually sitting down and making the decision, I decided that Christianity was not for me. I looked back on all the opportunities that I had been given in life, and I realized that all I was really doing was making a mockery. I felt that I was actually making a mockery of God, and that the best thing to do at that stage was to turn away and to make that decision that I would live my life and get the very best that this life could offer, and I would not go to church again. And that is the decision that I made. And you know, over the next couple of years, I used to give very little thought to God. Never went inside a church again. I'd joined the prison service at this time, and I was in McGabry Prison, which was a female prison. And then after I'd been there for about 4 years, a ruling came out that there was a percentage of women had to go and work in the male prison. That percentage worked out at 10%, so it meant 10 female officers were to go over. And I had been there probably one of the shortest periods of time. Some of the women had been there from the beginning, and yet I was put on the list, and I went over to the male prison. I'd been in the male prison for about 6 months when I received a telephone call from a gentleman who was in charge of a specific unit within the male side of McGabry Prison. But this man rang me. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. He had 120 female officers to choose from. But he rang me and he asked me, would I go and work in this unit for a period of 3 months? There was a young prisoner of 15 years of age, a female prisoner that needed two female officers to work with her on a regular basis, and that this duration would be for 3 months. So I accepted and said that I would go. And you know, I arrived in that unit, and I wasn't through the door very long when this man started to speak to me about the things of God. He was a believer. I thank God tonight that he was not only a believer, but that he was a believer who took his stand for the Lord. And as he spoke to me, I realized that his background was very, very similar to my own. He was brought up in a Roman Catholic home. He left home at 16 years of age. He joined the army. And our backgrounds were very similar. And I remember that day as he spoke to me, when he left the room, he said to me, you know, Kerry, you need to get right with God. He says, but you need to do it now. And I went home that day, and as I travelled home in the car, I remember thinking of a verse that I'd heard many, many years before. My spirit shall not always strive with man. And when I got home that night, I remember thinking about that verse. And you know, for the first time in my life, I realised that salvation is of the Lord. I had always imagined that God's offer of salvation was something that I could pick up and put down whenever I wanted. And the Lord opened my eyes that night to the truth that it was completely of Him. And should there come a time when He would withdraw His Spirit from my life, then I would never be saved. And you know, strangely enough, as much as I didn't want to get saved and as much as I wanted to hold on to those things that I thought were dear, it troubled me greatly to think that I might not have the opportunity again of getting saved. I tried again to put this out of my mind, and a few days later, I was going back into work, determined to just carry on with life the way it was. And I remember going into the office. This man wasn't speaking to me. He was speaking to another man. And as I journeyed into work that day, I'd started to think about all the things that were precious to me, things that I felt that as a Christian I would have to give up. And I didn't want to give them up. And I remember going into the office, and this man was talking, the Christian man was talking to an unsaved man. And he said, you know, I have three things that you, as a non-believer, will never have. And he said, those three things are peace, joy, and satisfaction. And I remember again going home that night, and I started to look at the things in my life that were so important to me, in the light of what he had said. And I had to be honest with myself and recognize before God that I didn't have these things. And I knew that these things could only come from God. You know, anybody who's saved here tonight will know that during that time of conviction, that there's a tremendous battle that goes on. And you know, the devil was putting every excuse before me. I started to think about my family. I started to think about my friends. I started to think about the change that it would mean to my life. I was convinced that becoming a Christian would mean giving up everything that I ever enjoyed. During that week, I remember I did something that I hadn't done for a long time. I started to talk to God. And you know, I started to put every excuse before God as to why I could not be saved. And you know, when I think back to that, I'm amazed tonight at God's grace, and I'm amazed at God's mercy. because time and time and time again, each time I put an excuse before the Lord gave me those verses of Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. On the 9th of June, 95, it was a Friday night. I was in the house. I was sharing a house at that time with two other girls. I was in the house by myself. And I went upstairs, and I just knelt beside my bedside. And I acknowledged before the Lord that I was a sinner. I knew that I was a sinner. His word tells us that all have sinned. I knew by my life and by my practices that I was a sinner. And I confessed to God that night that I was a sinner. I told him that night that I realized that I could never, ever atone for one of those sins, that there's nothing I could do to save myself. And I thanked him that he had sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on my behalf. And in spite of all my fears and in spite of all my doubts, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. And you know, that night, in spite of years and years and years of rebellion and rejection, immediately the Lord fulfilled that promise that he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And you know, when I went out of my bedroom that night, I knew instinctively that I was born again. I knew that there'd been a tremendous change within my life. And I remember going into work, and on my way into work, I'd convinced myself that I would be a quiet disciple. I wouldn't tell too many people, wouldn't ruffle too many feathers. Do you know, I thank God that by the time I got into work, I was so overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord that I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. I wanted everybody to know. And you know, I remember this Christian man saying to me, nail your colours to the mast, tell people you belong to the Lord. As soon as I started to do that, I really got a tremendous blessing. And I look back now, and I thank God, that was 5 years ago, and I thank him that he's not only able to save, that he's able to keep.
And so Kerry O'Rourke passed from darkness to light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of Christ. What patience and grace God showed toward her. But has he not done the same for you, dear listener? There are many of you out there who have heard God's word so often. You have been troubled in your heart on so many occasions, and yet you have turned your back upon the Lord, resisting the strivings of his Spirit, and risked eternal damnation rather than obey the Saviour. Could I not appeal to you, as we draw near to the end of another year, that you get right with God? On this, my last broadcast in the year 2000, let my last word to you be, come to Christ. Do send for the tape of Kerry O'Rourke's testimony. Good night, and the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.